This is Unit 29 of PIMSLR's Speak and Read Essential Ukrainian 1. Listen to this conversation, which takes place when Mr. Thompson meets Marina Davidovna for breakfast in the lobby of the hotel.
Доброго ранку, пане Томпсон.
Доброго ранку, Марина Давидівна. Як живете?
Добре, дякую. Що з вами, пане Томпсон? Ви маєте не дуже добрий вигляд.
Не знаю. Я погано себе почуваю. Дуже погано спав. Можливо, я застудився?
Дуже шкода. Вам потрібний лікар?
Поки що ні. Голова болить, але я прийняв аспірин.
А температура є?
Думаю, що немає.
Добре. Але не забувайте, що в готелі є поліклініка.
It seems that Mr. Thompson is not feeling well. Listen to the dialogue again.
Доброго ранку, пане Томпсон.
Доброго ранку, Марина Давидівна. Як живете?
Добре, дякую. Що з вами, пане Томпсон? Ви маєте не дуже добрий вигляд.
Не знаю. Я погано себе почуваю. Дуже погано спав. Можливо, я застудився.
Дуже шкода. Вам потрібний лікар?
Поки що ні. Голова болить, але я прийняв аспірин.
А температура є?
Думаю, що немає.
Добре, але не забувайте, що в готелі є поліклініка.
Марина Давидівна asks, "What's the matter with you?" Listen and repeat.
Що з вами? Що з вами?
This may sound like one or maybe two words. It's really three.
Що з вами?
What with you? Listen and repeat. What's the matter with you?
Що з вами? Що з вами?
How do you ask someone, "What's the matter with you?"
Що з вами? Що з вами?
Ask, "What's the matter with him?"
Що з ним? Що з ним?
Now ask, "What's the matter with her?"
Що з нею? Що з нею?
How do you say "with you"?
З вами. З вами.
Here's how to say "he wants to." Listen and repeat.
Він хоче. Він хоче.
How do you say "he wants to"?
Він хоче. Він хоче.
How would you say "she wants to"?
Вона хоче. Вона хоче.
Do you remember the word for "to meet" or "to get acquainted"?
Познайомитися.
Suppose a Ukrainian colleague has a friend who wants to meet you. How would she say, "Petro wants to get acquainted with you"?
Петро хоче познайомитися з вами. Петро хоче познайомитися з вами.
You answer gladly.
З задоволенням.
Ask, "What does he do?" or "What's his profession?"
Хто він за професією?
Say, he's an architect.
Він архітектор.
Ask what his last name is.
Як його прізвище?
Your friend answers, Kirillov. They say that he's very talented.
Кирилов. Говорять, що він дуже талановитий.
Noticing the of ending of the name, you ask, is he Russian?
Він росіянин?
Your friend says, yes, from Moscow, but now he lives in Kiev. Say that.
Так, з Москви. А тепер він живе в Києві.
Your friend wants to set up the meeting. How does she ask, will you be in Odessa on Tuesday?
Ви будете в Одесі у вівторок?
Say, I don't know, I think so.
Не знаю. Думаю, що так.
Your friend says, he has a new apartment not far from the university. Say that.
У нього нова квартира, недалеко від університету.
There is a metro station there called
Університет.
She says, let's meet on Tuesday at the metro station.
Університет.
Say this.
Зустрінемося у вівторок на станції метро Університет.
You say, fine. Shall we say 8 o'clock?
Добре. Скажімо, о 8:00?
That's agreed. As your friend leaves, you say, goodbye.
До побачення.
Now, suppose it's Tuesday evening and you're leaving your hotel to meet your friend, then go to Kirillov's apartment. You know the metro system fairly well, but just to be sure, you ask someone, excuse me, how do I get to the university?
Скажіть, будь ласка, як доїхати до університету?
Seeing you're a foreigner and knowing that many foreigners avoid the public transportation system, the passerby suggests, you can go by taxi. How does she say this?
Можна на таксі.
But by now you're comfortable with the metro, so you say, and can one go by metro?
А можна на метро?
She points to a metro map on the wall and says, of course it's possible. How does she say this?
Звичайно, можна. Звичайно, можна.
She says, "See here, a map of the metro."
Ось бачите? Схема метро.
She points to the southwest portion of the map and says, "Here's the
Золоті ворота
station. The Golden Gate is there. Say this.
Ось станція метро Золоті ворота. Там Золоті ворота.
She goes on, and here's the university station.
А ось станція університет.
Do you remember how to say, uh-huh, I see?
Так.
Using that word, say, I see. Thanks a lot.
Так, велике спасибі.
She says, "Don't mention it."
Нема за що.
Let's leave this scene and go back to learning some expressions related to health. How did Marina Davidovna ask Mr. Thompson, "What's the matter with you?"
Що з вами?
She adds, "You don't look very well. Listen."
Ви маєте не дуже добрий вигляд.
The only new word here is look. Listen and repeat.
Вигляд. Вигляд.
Here's how you say you look. You're literally saying you have a look. Listen and repeat.
Ви маєте вигляд. Ви маєте вигляд.
How do you say you look?
Ви маєте вигляд. Ви маєте вигляд.
Now try to say you don't look very well. You literally say, you don't have a very good look.
Ви маєте не дуже добрий вигляд.
You might remember this word from the dialogue you heard at the beginning of the unit. Here is how to say temperature or fever. Listen and repeat.
Температура. Температура.
You might want to ask, or you might be asked, if someone is running a fever. Listen and repeat.
Температура є?
Here's aspirin. Listen and repeat.
Аспірин. Аспірин.
How do you ask someone if he or she has a fever?
Температура є?
What is the word for aspirin?
Аспірин.
Here's how a woman would say, "I took some aspirin." Listen and repeat.
Я прийняла аспірин. Я прийняла аспірин.
How would a woman say, "I took some aspirin"?
Я прийняла аспірин.
How would a man say, I took some aspirin?
Я прийняв аспірин.
How would you say of yourself, I took some aspirin? Use whichever form is appropriate.
Я прийняла аспірин.
Я прийняв аспірин.
Here's how Mr. Thompson would say, I slept badly. Listen and repeat.
Я погано спав. Я погано спав.
Here is badly or not well. Listen and repeat.
Погано. Погано.
How do you say badly or not well?
Погано. Погано.
Here's how a man says, I slept. Listen and repeat.
Я спав. Я спав.
How does a woman say, I slept?
Я спала. Я спала.
How would you say, I slept badly? Use the appropriate form.
Я погано спав.
Я погано спала.
Suppose you have a headache. In Ukrainian, you say, the head hurts. Here's the word for head. Listen and repeat.
Голова. Голова.
How do you say head?
Голова.
Here's how to say hurts.
Болить. Болить.
How do you say the head hurts or I have a headache?
Голова болить. Голова болить.
Of course, you might have an ache in a spot for which you don't know the Ukrainian word. The simple solution is to point to it and say, it hurts here. Say that.
Болить тут.
How do you say not well or badly?
Погано.
Suppose you wake up in the morning in Kiev and don't feel well. Here's how to say, I don't feel well. Just listen.
Я погано себе почуваю.
You're saying roughly, I myself feel badly. Here's how to say, myself. Listen and repeat.
Себе. Себе.
And now, feel. Listen and repeat.
Почуваю. Почуваю.
Now repeat, I don't feel well.
Я погано себе почуваю. Я погано себе почуваю.
How do you say, I don't feel well?
Я погано себе почуваю.
Here is, I've caught a cold. Listen and repeat.
Я застудився. Я застудився.
Here's how a woman says the same thing. I've caught a cold. Listen and repeat.
Я застудилася. Я застудилася.
How would you say, I've caught a cold? Use the appropriate form.
Я застудився.
Я застудилася.
This phrase is not the same as
захворів,
which you learned before. To a Ukrainian,
захворів,
or the feminine equivalent,
захворіла,
suggests an illness of some gravity, not just a passing cold. Do you remember how to say of someone, unfortunately, she's taken ill?
На жаль, вона захворіла. На жаль, вона захворіла.
How do you say, let's hope?
Будемо сподіватися.
Someone you're waiting for might not show up for a meeting. Say, let's hope he's not taken ill.
Будемо сподіватися, що він не захворів.
How would you say, I've caught a cold? Use the appropriate form.
Я застудився.
Я застудилася.
How do you ask, do you need a doctor?
Вам потрібний лікар?
Here's how you'd say, not at the moment, or not yet. Listen and repeat.
Поки що ні. Поки що ні.
How do you say, not yet?
Поки що ні. Поки що ні.
If you should happen to take ill while in Ukraine, your Ukrainian host will be very solicitous of you, as Marina Davidovna is being of Mr. Thompson. If you're in a large hotel, there's likely to be a clinic there for just such instances. To remind you, your host may say, "Don't forget, there's a clinic in the hotel." Listen.
Не забувайте, що в готелі є поліклініка. Не забувайте, що в готелі є поліклініка.
There are two new words in this sentence. Here is forget. Listen and repeat.
Забувайте. Забувайте.
How do you say don't forget?
Не забувайте. Не забувайте.
The other new word means a small medical aid clinic. It's related to the English word clinic. Listen and repeat.
Поліклініка. Поліклініка.
Now here's don't forget there's a clinic in the hotel. Listen and repeat.
Не забувайте, що в готелі є поліклініка. Не забувайте, що в готелі є поліклініка.
Now listen to the whole beginning dialogue again. You'll likely understand every word of it.
Доброго ранку, пане Томпсон.
Доброго ранку, Марина Давидівна. Як живете?
Добре, дякую. Що з вами, пане Томпсон? Ви маєте не дуже добрий вигляд.
Не знаю. Я погано себе почуваю. Дуже погано спав. Можливо, я застудився.
Дуже шкода. Вам потрібен лікар?
Поки що ні. Голова болить, але я прийняв аспірин.
А температура є?
Думаю, що немає.
Добре, але не забувайте, що в готелі є поліклініка.
Now, let's go back to that Tuesday evening you had set up to go meet the architect from Moscow, Petro Kirillov. Imagine you've gotten to his apartment. Your friend makes the introductions and says, as they do in Ukrainian, get acquainted. Say this.
Знайомтеся.
How does she say about you, he understands Ukrainian?
Він розуміє по-українськи.
Kirillov asks you, are you in Kiev for the first time?
Ви перший раз в Києві?
You say, yes, the first. Let's hope not for the last.
Так, перший. Будемо сподіватися, не останній.
How does your friend ask? So, you like Kiev?
Отже, вам подобається Київ?
You say, yes, very much.
Так, дуже.
It's a beautiful, historic and modern city.
Це красиве, історичне і сучасне місто.
It never hurts to pay a compliment like this, and your Ukrainian friends are pleased. They're also curious about your life in the West. Kirillov, for example, asks, where do you live? Ask this.
Де ви живете?
Try to answer, not far from Boston.
Недалеко від Бостона.
How would you say, we live not far from Boston?
Ми живемо недалеко від Бостона.
Having heard terrible things about commuting in large American cities, Kirillov asks, do you have a car? Ask this.
У вас є машина?
You pull out a photo of your family in the car and say, yes, here's a picture. Listen and repeat.
Так, ось фотографія. Так, ось фотографія.
What was the word for picture or photograph?
Фотографія. Фотографія.
Here is the word for children. Listen and repeat.
Діти. Діти.
How would you say, these are my children?
Це мої діти. Це мої діти.
How do you say family?
Сім'я.
And how do you say daughter?
Дочка.
Finally, what is the word for son?
Син.
You will find Ukrainians very interested in you and your life, especially when you can meet them like this, person to person. And that becomes increasingly possible because you're taking the time to learn Ukrainian.
This is the end of today's lesson. When you continue with the next unit tomorrow, please begin with track number 2.